Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel because this is the land given to God's chosen people. Our Lord God said, I will bless those who bless you, O Israel, and I will curse those who curse you. I love the people of Israel. I support them. And most importantly, I pray for their safety. As a Christian, I have accepted the Lord as my Savior. That means I've been adopted into the family of God. I stand and pray for Israel, my brothers and sisters, now more than ever.
When I first became a Christian, I was mentored by a man that taught me all about the importance of applying Scripture to the correct people. There are verses that apply to the church, to Israel, and to the Gentile. When I looked at the Scriptures pertaining to Israel, it was easy to see that they were and still are the apple of God's eye. There are still many prophecies that only Israel can fulfill, and God is not finished with His people. When I was looking at my genealogy, I was also surprised to find that my grandmother was Jewish. As I continued to pursue that line of ancestry, I discovered that many of the relatives I never knew I had were victims of the Holocaust.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.